Good morning, everyone. Today is the 15th of May. Made it halfway through May. Just about anyway. So we're going to be doing a worship service this morning at Pineville Grace Fellowship. For all that hear this, I am again offering to send you a copy of three of my books, PDF style, The Lies of Free Will, God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect from Everlasting to Everlasting, and the poem book. So if you send me an email, you can get my email contact information from going to LarryWPhillips.com. Go to the contact section and just say, I would like your book, so I will send you three of those PDF copies. We've each picked out two hymns this morning. Mark, Larry, and Rosetta picked out two each. The first one we're going to sing is on page 213. We do have a little fellowship on Sunday morning and Wednesday evening. Whenever you email me for the books, if you ask for the link, I will send that to you. We do it on Skype Sunday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time, Wednesday 7:30 p.m. Central Time. This is called, Oh, For a Breeze of Heavenly Love. We need a breeze of heavenly love, don't we? Especially as hot as it's been. Oh, for a breeze of heavenly love to waft my soul away to that celestial world above where pleasure decay. Eternal Spirit, deign to be my pilot here below, to steer through life's tempestuous sea, where stormy winds do blow. I need the influence of thy grace to speed me on my way, lest I should loiter in my race, or turn my feet astray. Are not thy mercies sovereign still, and thou a faithful God? Wilt thou not grant me waters here to run the heavenly road, from rocks of pride on either hand, from quicksands of despair? Oh, guide me safe on Canaan's land, through every latent snare. Anchor me in that port above, on that celestial shore, where dashing billows never move, where tempests never roar. Next one is 295. 295. He paid the price. A lot of people think they pay the price. Roman Catholics think they pay the price by their good works. I had a Roman Catholic tell me once that he was working his way to salvation. Jesus Christ is the one who died, said it was finished. When I was lost without a Savior, my life as sinful as could be, my Father sent His Son in glory, and Jesus paid the price for me. He paid the price, He bore my burdens, His life He gave upon the tree.
Oh, praise the Lord, He is my Savior. He paid the price for me. It took His blood to make the ransom. His life He gave on Calvary. And there His precious heart was broken. He paid the price for me. With cruel hands they killed my Savior. They nailed His body to the tree. The crown of thorns they placed upon Him. He paid the price for me. Oh, how could I forget this Savior who gave Himself to set me free? I wish that I might better know Him and know He paid the price for me. He paid the price, He bore my burdens. He took them upon the tree. Oh, praise the Lord, He is my Savior. He paid the price for me.
The next one's 403. Farther along. Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested though in the wrong, farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our home so lonely and drear. Then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year. Faithful till death, said our loving Master. A few more days to labor and wait. Toils of the road will then seem as nothing. As we sweep through the beautiful gate, when we see Jesus coming in glory, when He comes from His home in the sky, then we shall meet Him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. 399. Beyond the sunset. Beyond the sunset, O blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun, earth's toiling ended, oh glorious dawning, beyond the sunset, when day is done. Beyond the sunset, no clouds will gather, no storms will threaten, no fears annoying, oh day of gladness. O day unending, beyond the sunset, eternal joy. Beyond the sunset, a hand will guide me to God the Father, whom I adore. His glorious presence, His words of welcome, will be my portion on that fair shore. Beyond the sunset, oh glad reunion,
with our dear loved ones who've gone before. In that fair homeland, we'll know no parting beyond the sunset forevermore.
491. Where could I go?
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving on to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Some neighbors are kind, I love him everyone. We get along in sweet accord, but when my soul meets manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Okay, the last one we're going to sing today, this morning, is 499. Hope Most Precious.
Hope most precious in the storms of life's raging sea, is an anchor to my soul, speaking peace to me, speaking peace to me of my Lord and King. Hope dispels my sorrow, speaking peace to me. Hope, though worthless to the blind, is a solid stay to the trembling child of grace, struggling on his way, struggling on his way, toiling every day. To the weary pilgrim struggling on his way, hope when unbelief is strong and temptation sore, keep us ever pressing on toward the blissful shore, toward the blissful shore, where we'll die no more. Hope our guide and compass toward the blissful shore, hope of heaven's endless climb is a prospect dear, and can never be compared to our sorrows here. To our sorrows here, beating pain and care, these cannot compare with endless glories there.
Well, we hope everyone's having a good weekend so far, and we are going to be having a little fellowship call this morning. 11 o'clock Central, if you would like to join us on that call, we'd love to have you. If you want to send me an email, go to LarryWPhillips.com, go to the contact section. You can do two things. You can request my books, PDF books, and you can also request a link to the fellowship call, and I'll be happy provide that for you. You know, I want to look at a passage in 2 Kings this morning. There's been a lot of wrong doctrine taught over the years. We were members of the Reformed Presbyterian Church. I didn't realize until we were there for a while, but they were teaching a form of Roman Catholicism. Yes, the Reformed Presbyterian Church was teaching a form of Roman Catholicism. They were teaching infant baptism. They would deny it, of course, adamantly. But if you ever talked to any of their children, they would go back to their baptism as their salvation. You know, so they believed that they were saved whenever the water was sprinkled on their heads by their parents. And Jesus does not save through water. Jesus saves through his blood. Okay? Men are not chosen in Christ through sprinkling of water on the head. Men are not, and women are not chosen through genealogy, through their parents. They you can't go into heaven on the skirt of your mother or upon the bib overalls of your father by holding on to his bib overalls or holding on to your mother's skirt. You cannot make it to heaven. You make it to heaven because you've been chosen in him from the foundation of the world, and you've been predestinated into adoption and bought by the blood of Christ. That's the way we gain entrance to heaven. Well, this is about Josiah in 2 Kings chapter 14. In the second year of Joash, son of Jehoaz, king of Israel, reigned Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 29 years. And his mother's name was Jehoiakim of Jerusalem. So I guess actually it's Jehoaz reigned Amaziah, the son of Joash, so Amaziah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like David his father. He did according to all things as Joash his father did. What was it that he did differently than David? Well, it tells us in verse 4, the high places were not taken away. As yet the people did sacrifice and burn incense on the high places. And it came to pass, as soon as the kingdom was confirmed in his hand, that he slew his servants, which had slain the king his father. When the children of the murderers he slew not, according unto that which is written in the book of the law of Moses, when the Lord commanded, saying, the father shall not be put to death for the children, nor the children be put to death for the fathers, but every man shall be put to death for his own sin. That's the Bible. What does it tell us there? The father shall not be put to death for the children, or the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man should be put to death for his own sin. We know that there's a lot of people that are teaching that they're not only can children get into heaven on the grounds of the faith of their parents, but we even have some people say that some fathers and mothers can get to heaven on the prayers of their children. This is false teaching. Okay. Now, in converse, I cannot be held responsible for the sins of my son, and my son cannot be held responsible for my sins. We will be held responsible for our own sin, except the fact that God has paid for our sins. If God has paid for our sins, we're no longer responsible for them. For God has borne them through His Son on the death of His Son on the cross. And so this teaching that the Reformed Presbyterian Church and most of the Reformed and the Westminster Confession and the Covenant Churches and Christian Reformed Churches and the Roman Catholic Church teaches infant baptism is a lie. Jesus Christ died for the sins of His people, not for the... He did not bring anyone in through sprinkling water on somebody's head as an infant. Look at, I don't know if you've ever looked at it this way, but look in Romans 9. We're going to see that this is some more proof about what I'm talking about. In Romans 9, verse 6, it says, "Not as the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel." There you go, Protestant Reformed people. You think that all your children are of Israel because you baptized them as infants? Verse 7, "Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children." Just because they're your seed, and you might be a Reformed Presbyterian minister, that doesn't mean they're of Abraham. "Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called." That is, "they which are the children of the flesh," these are not the children of God. Do you know that there are people that are elect people who have non-elect children? We're going to see that in a minute. There are elect parents who have non-elect children. And there are elect children that have non-elect parents. He says here that "they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, at this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by her father Isaac." Now, we're going to see two children here. We're going to see one which is the children of the flesh and one which is the children of being predestinated and adoption and elected and blood bought. Verse 13, very important verse. The children, who's it talking about here? It's talking about Jacob and Esau. The children being not yet born, neither having been infant baptized, they hadn't been infant baptized because they weren't born yet. Okay, infant baptism, counting it as baptismal regeneration, infant baptism is a denial of Romans 9:13. Did you realize that? Infant baptism is a denial of Romans 9:11. It's a denial of Romans 9:11. "For the children being not yet infant baptized," "for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, no works have been committed on these children, because they were in their mother's womb. neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to infant baptism might stand. No, they had not been infant baptized. According to election might stand. Not of works. Is infant baptism a work? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto Rebekah, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. This was when they were yet in her womb. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Jacob have I infant baptized, and Esau I haven't infant baptized. Is that what it says? No. According to the Reformed Presbyterian Church, both Jacob and Esau would have been infant baptized. Does that make them elect children of God? No, it does not. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. Okay, and so that's what I wanted to point out to all of these people who have subscribed to infant baptism as a guarantee that their children are going to make it into the realms of glory. It's no guarantee of anything. It's a work. The only guarantee is election. And predestination to adoption and blood bought by the precious blood of Christ. Do we have a final selection? $550? $511? $511. Nothing but the blood. And I also want to say that anyone who's blood bought has already been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, been elected and predestinated unto adoption. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can force it atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not a good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that washes white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, I hope you have a good day today. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you would bless us in the upcoming fellowship call. May we build and edify one another up in the faith. May all the listeners that listen to this message take refuge in your word, we pray in Christ's name.